You know, it was a slow news day when AP News released an article, what I would call an opinion or editorial piece on the state of the Catholic Church. And typically, the sensationalistic news or popular news outlet that's out there, it began to state that the Catholic Church in America, especially the younger audience, is beginning to be more conservative instead of open to change in this world. And of course, it continued to spew out regular argument that the church attendance is decreasing, but also at the same time losing touch with the rest of society and what other people are really wanting to see in the church. And I find it funny that a secular news outlet is making an ed-op article on the state of the church. Yes, I'll be the first one to recognize that the church in America is not going to be as big as it used to be in the past anymore. But I think it's going to be more substantial, not just in quantity, but in quality. Because the people who choose to believe will become the people who are committed and at the same time desiring things that are substantial instead of just what is popular on the outside. My brothers and sisters, as we celebrate St. Athanasius today, we are being reminded that right belief is important. Not just according to what is popular on the outside, but right belief. Athanasius went against the popular mainstream per se by defending the divinity of Christ. When at the Council of Nicaea, most of the bishops were fine with Arianism and with seeing Christ as like a superhuman or a super creation, but not at God himself. And he was very firm with St. Nicholas and some of the first staunch defender of the faith. He said, no, Christ is truly the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, co-equal, consubstantial with the Father. He believed and he defended that belief with everything that he had. Right belief is important, my brothers and sisters, because nowadays, just like going back to that article when I say that people just want to make God or religion into something that is comfortable or fit their needs, huh? It's no longer the right belief because God is just my supporter, God is just my cheerleader, or God is just there to make things all right for me because I serve myself. I desire myself. I want myself. At the end of the day, it's no longer right belief or willing to believe anything bigger than oneself. It's just serving oneself and slapping the facade of religion on it. As we celebrate St. Athanasius today, I remind you, my brothers and sisters, believe. And allow that belief to define us. Athanasius paid dearly for his belief, but he never wavered. He was exiled for 17 years, but he never wavered. May we have that same strength, that same humility, that same commitment in believing in Christ and giving ourselves to Christ, even when it gets hard. We don't believe because it's popular, because it's what everyone else wants. We believe because it's the right thing. It's right and just. It's the truth. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, learn from St. Athanasius and may we emulate his example of holiness, his firm commitment in defending the divinity of Christ and believing in Christ and giving our everything to him, the one who first loved us and gave himself to us.